Erechin Peg Beis Mishnah Beis. And now a tour of Leipachas V'Layoyse Dike Halachis. We're now going to see an inyan that's negated to the fixing of the calendar to Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Ein Poichasim Yabach Hadoshim Hamuborim Bashana. There is never less, or rather better said, we, Sanhedrin, are never Koiveya less than four Chadoshim that are Mu'ubar. And we don't ever make more than eight chadashim that are mu'uber. What's a chadish mu'uber? Chadish mu'uber is a fuller chadish. A month could be on the Hebrew calendar either 29 days or 30 days. Why is that? Because the length of the lunar month from Maulid to Maulid is 29 and a half days. 29 and a half days would make 354 days a year. The problem is that it's not exactly 29 and a half days. The exact length of time, which by the way, the NASA didn't figure out till the 1970s, because I already had it Kabbalah Halacha Moshe Messina from thousands of years ago, is 29 and a half days, 29 days, 12 hours, and another 793 chalokim. 793 out of 1,040 chalokim. Because I'll divide hours, not minutes and seconds, but by chalokim. So it's almost two-thirds, or around two-thirds of an hour. Because of this, you can't have that a year should be exactly from Maimon HaSinai until Mashiach, every year, 6 months, Mu'uber and 6 months Chosah. That would make life easy. Because of that, there's always going to be a certain amount of regulation. And the shaila is when they see the Levana, and when Bezin is Kaveh the Chodesh. The problem is that if they Kaveh too many times, 30 days, the year is going to be too long, and next year's Rosh Hashanah is going to be 3 years behind the Moilet. Or, if they're not Ma'abed the Shana, they're Mekadesh the Chodesh, for the 30th day, which the 30th day becomes the first, Rosh Chodesh, so then the Moilid of next year, Rosh Hashanah, is going to be significantly behind when Rosh Hashanah comes out. Because of that, there has to be something in the middle, and we have an hour calendar and a 19-year Magal, the way the Kadmoinim set it up, in the Tkuf of the Bayis Sheni. In 19 years, there's a certain amount of Chaserus, Yiserus, and that also has to cheshbon out with how many Shnois Mu'uberis. We're talking now about a Chodesh Mu'uber. Has to fit with Shnois Mu'uber, which also takes the cheshbon of the year a little bit out of whack. So all that has to be Ange cheshbon. This is the din of the Mishnah. The Gemara uses a Lashon that if the Moilid is not going to be in sync with Taka the beginning of the year, so then people are going to be mezalzel on the Cheshbonis of Chacham. Therefore, Chacham have to be careful that in any one year it doesn't get too unaligned. Even though Batsmi could walk it back, the next year will Memela align itself, but still, Chazal never allowed it to get too much out of sync. The next halach in the Mishnah is Kochimdik. Shtei halechem necholois in poches Mishnayim. The shtei halechem, which are the carbonus that are brought on Shavuos, the special carbon of Shavuos, is necholos no less than 2 days from when it was baked, v'lo yeser al shlosha, not more than three. However, lechem haponim, which is every Shabbos, nechol ein pochas mitisha, it's never eaten less than the ninth day from its afil, v'lo yeser al achadasar, and it's never eaten more than 11. What's the cheshbon over here? The point is this, the Shtei HaLechem should be baked as close as possible to the time of the Akrova as can be. It can't be baked on Shavuos because its melocha is not lochem. Lochem is oichel nefesh. Baking is mutter. So even though Be'etzem, Korbonus HaTzibur are allowed to be brought on Yom Tov, but the baking doesn't have to be done on Yom Tov, so therefore the baking has to be done before Yom Tov. Normal, it should be Erev Shavuos, that's when it should be baked, and it'll be Hukrav on Shavuos. What happens, of course, if Erev Shavuos is Shabbos? So then it'll be not on the second, it'll be on the third. That cheshbon is pretty easy. The Lechem Aponim, which was Hukrav on Shabbos, Parshas, Shmois, was put on the Marocha, was put on the Shulchan, on the Shabbos before that, when the old Lechem Aponim was taken off. So of course it can't be baked on Shabbos, because there is no Hetev Eichel Nefesh. Worse than Yom Tov. You have to bake it the day before. What happens if Yom Tov is day before? So then it'll have to be baked before that. What happens if the 2 days before Shabbos are Rosh Hashanah? And then Memela, it's going to have to be baked before 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So therefore the Mishnah makes the Cheshbon. Lechem Apanim will always be baked. L'chol HaPachas, it's on the 9th day, including Shabbos and the Shabbos before that, that's 8. You include both days and the Friday before that, that it was baked. If you have to add on another 2 days, because it's Yom Tov, going backwards, then I'll turn the number into 11. A similar cheshbon we have over here in the Mishnah of Koten Nimoel Ein Pochas Mishmoino V'lo Yesa Shnei Mosa. We're talking here about a Milo which is Bismani, not because the baby was yellow or otherwise not able to have a Bris Milo. We're talking about that it's Bismani. So why would you not be Mol Bishmoino? The Torah says to be Mala Tinoik Ben Shmoina Siyomim. So this is a famous halacha. You have a baby that could be Nimo Bismani, but he was born Ben Ashmoshes. It's not clear if he was born on Shabbos or on Friday. So now think about it. You can't give him Bris Milah on Friday because it might only be the 7th day from Shabbos. You can't give him Bris Milah on Shabbos because if he was born on Friday, then the Milah Bismana is Doicha Shabbos only when it's Bismana Mamish. Could be it's the 9th day. So Behechak, you have to wait to Sunday. So instead of being the 8th day, it could be that it's not Shabbos was the 9th day. It could be that Shabbos was the 9th day. And then Sunday, which you're going to have to wait for, is the 10th day. So Memela, 8 is optimal. Sometimes it's going to be 9. If the Ben Hashmoshes was a Tuesday or Wednesday, you have to wait for the next day. Instead of being Mal Tuesday, Wednesday, could be 9. If the way we described it, Friday and Shabbos, you're going to have to wait till Sunday. Sunday could be 10. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you're going to have to wait for both days. V'lo yesal shnei mosar. Now, the fact that the dugma that's used over here for having to push off the Mila after Shabbos 2 days is Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Shabbos and Perek Blaz the Mila and Hilchas Mila is Medayik a very important halacha. L'chayra, the same way the second day Rosh Hashanah is Midrabanon, and on the second day, which is Midrabanon, we're Doicha, L'chayra stating them that only the second day Rosh Hashanah. We push off the Mila, which is their ice, an extra day. However, what about 2 days Yom Tov? 2 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. You have a baby that's born on Shabbos, and Sunday is Pesach. It's Erev Pesach, Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. The baby was born a week before, Ben Ashmoshes, so you can't do the bris on Erev Pesach. You can't do the bris on the first day Pesach. It would sound over here like the second day Pesach, which is on Monday, you can. You don't have to wait for Tuesday. You don't have to wait for the 11th, you can do on the 10th. L'maisa the Rishen Machalik. Machalik is L'maisa. Had a Paskin, Yeriday Reish Samach Vov. How do we look at the Yachas between the 2 days Yom Tov? With that, we'll say over an interesting Zach, which is that Americans that are living in Eretz Yisrael, an American Ba'ifim with their young couple, tourists, and they have a baby, and the baby's born Ba'ifim where the Mila was nidcha mizmanoi, the baby can't do, you can't do the bris mila Yom Tov afterwards. What about on the second day Yom Tov? You could have an Eretz Yisrael to Gemoyl. I was one time by such a bris where Gedolei Torah was sitting, and the discussion was that on the second day of Yom Tov, an Eretz Yisrael to Gemoyl, which anyways, an American couple, what do they have? They have an American Moyl that's keeping 1 day, 2 days Yom Tov. Namal using a Yerushalmi Moyl or somebody who's living over there, he's keeping 1 day Yom Tov, so he could mal. What's the problem? The problem is that the father wants to be Yotze Mitzvahs Mila, according to most Poskim. It's a subject of discussion amongst Gedolei Achronim, but most Achronim hold that the father's Memana the Moil for a Shliach. But if the father can't do the bris himself because he keeps Yom Tov, according to Rishonim, that argue on the Rambam that way we just said, so how could he be Memana a Shliach? The Shaila is Reuven's inability to do this Maisa, not because he can't do the Maisa Mila, but because there's a Melech Shabbos involved, does that take away his ability to be Memana a Shliach Kemoise on the Maisa Mila? Very interesting Shaila. We're now learning Hilchos Shlichus now, but it's an interesting Yediyah. Mishnah Gimel. Ein Poiches in Me'esim V'achas Tkiyos Bamigdosh. The next Poiches Yoyos is also Shaykh to, a little bit Shaykh to Rosh Hashanah, but it's also Shaykh Bechlal to the Seder of the Migdosh. There were tkiyos that were blown in the base of Migdosh, not part of tkiyos shofar that we're familiar with, but it's part of the parsha that says in in Parshas Baaloischo b'yom simchaschem mayadechem rosh chodshechem udkatem b'chatzoytzus ala v'sechem v'azib cheshamechem. It's part of Parshas HaChatzoytzus. So all it says is that we blow b'chatzoytzus on oyloisechem and zivche shalmechem. Doesn't say more than that. L'maisa Chazal darshin that the tmidim as well have tkiyas. The cheshbon is made in a Mishnah in Sukkah, in Perek HaChalil, the Rav is Mitzayin. And it's important to point out, without going into too many details, is that the 21 over here, which is the minimal, is 21 because it's really three. It's a tkiya with a true in the middle, with tkiya afterwards. What a true in the middle is, whether it's a true or a shvarim true, that's the shal that we have at the end of Masechta Rosh Hashanah. But whatever they blew in the Mikdash, it was a tkiya, rishayna tkiya achrayna, with a true in the middle. So that's three. So what it really means is there are seven sets. One for the Tamid Shal Shachar, one for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, and the Mishnah is Mefaret. We'll say it over quickly. There's one seder of three koilois that were for the Psichas Shari Ho'azoro. There's three more sets with B'shas the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar and three sets with B'shas Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. The details of when they blew by the Korbanos is Mavur over there. On days when there was a Korban Musaf, so they will take care, another three sets B'noisef. On Erev Shabbos as well, there were two storim. One is to tell the Am Lifresh Malach in Yerushalayim, they have a siren. One was to tell people to stop doing Malach. The second one was to say that Shabbos is in and it's time to be Mekadosh Shabbos. So Mamela, if you had on Sukkot there's another three sets because you have the Nisach HaMayim. So it comes out if you'd be Moisiv Sukkot with Erev Shabbos. So you have the Korban Tomid, you have the Musiv, you have the Sukkot sticker ones, and you have the Erev Shabbos sticker ones. L'maisa, it's a grand total of 48, which is really 16 sets. L'maisa, when you look over there, the Rav is mitzayin that there are other reasons to blow. There could be Ad Kedei Kach, there could be 57. And those are on Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos. Since it's L'Shchiach Kuli Hai, that's why it's not part of the regular Seder Hashonah. That's why the Mishnah doesn't count it. Ein Poichesin Mishnei Nevolim V'loi Meisifin Al Shisha. This is talking about the amount of musical kelim that were used by the Leviim B'Shas, the Shira in the Beis HaMikdosh. Two Nevolim for two Leviim. The sixth, the Rav says, Lo Yisparash Time. We don't know what the reasoning is. Ein Poichesin Mishnei Chalilin V'loi Meisifin Al Shneim Osor. The Rav brings out that the number 12 of how many chalilin they use is because that's how many days Bechlal the chalil accompanied the other klesher. The difference between a novel and a chalilin, we don't know exactly what Chazal's musical instruments were. A novel is something that's certainly a string instrument. Maybe it's even the noise comes out from the wind. According to some of Farshim, chalilin is a wind instrument that a person has to blow into. It's a different sound. It could be that the reason why there weren't too many nevolim is in order not to mevatel the sound of another one of the instruments. It's hard to know. L'chay l'cheshbonis were based on music. U'v'shneim also yoyim b'ashona ha'chol makah l'fnei ha'mizbeach. Chol makah is interesting because what makes the noise is not the blowing in, but it's the tapping on the holes on top of the flute that make the noise come out in a certain way. And that's why Chazal always used the shprach of ha'chol makah. What is it banging on? His fingers banging on the chalil. L'fnei ha'mizbeach means b'shas ha'krovas ha'korban. There are 12 days, and like we said, that's why the number of chalil and b'shas avodah doesn't go past 12. There are 12 days when the chalil is used. B'shchitas Pesach Rishon, b'shchitas Pesach Sheni, b'yom tov rishon shel Pesach. That means on the first day of Pesach. Not shvi'i shel Pesach because it's not a new yom tov. It has to be a schachus. U'b'yom tov shel Atzeres, on Shavuos, u'b'shmoni mei chag. This is the same halacha that we have. We say on the other days of Pesach, Chatzi Halal. 8 days of Sukkot, we say Halal Shom, because each day there's a Schachus, there's different Korbanos. Hashenka by Pesach, the 7 days had one Korban. So, the 8 days of Sukkot, so each one is a Schachus. V'lehoyam makeh ba'abuv shel nechoshes. They didn't blow in the regular standard pipe, the flute that was made out of nechoshes. Ela ba'abuv shel kona was made out of reed. Even though it was cheaper, Mipnei shekoli oiriv. Probably it was harder to play. It was less expensive. But lamaisa, it was worth it because the arevus hakol was something above and beyond. Lohayam machalik ela babuv yichidi. When they got to the end of the nigin, you have this music where there's one voice that lingers beyond the rest just to finish it off. So they did the same thing with the musical accompaniment. With the chalilim, there was one koil, that's called machlik, and it's done with a single solitary chalil. Mipnei shehu machlik yofeh. That way, it's nicer than if a few finish off the song. Nicer if one voice lingers past and emphasizes the song. Okay, Mishnah Dalet v'avdei kehanim hoyu. Who blew with the chalilim? Now this is fascinating, because whenever we talk about Shira, we always say the songs of the Levim and the Mikdash. And now we're saying it was Avde Kehanim? What's going on? The answer is that the Iker Shir in the Beis HaMikdash, the Iker Kiyum Mitzvah Shira of the Levim was Bepeh. There was musical accompaniment to enhance the singing, but it was the singing that thousands of Levim participated in. So who played the music? It's not really so important. You see, they don't have to be miuchasim. They were avdei kahanim. Now, the nekuda that the Mishnah brings out, besides the chiddush that we just mentioned, is that since lemaisa levim were in the mikdash, if you would see these avodim, there would be a mokim to say that it should be a mokim michshol, and they're up on the duchan, and where the levim are singing, and they're playing, somebody's going to see them. And it's going to be what Chazal called Mala Min HaDuchon, where Levim stood on the raised platform. They're going to be Mala Min HaDuchon LeYuchsin. They're going to establish familial identity. Or they're going to be Miyachas them for a Levi Miyuchas to give them Maisus. He holds we don't. The Duchon is a place where various people went up. They weren't as medactic. So we're not going to be Messiaches from there to bring a Raya, there's going to be other important dinim. So therefore the Avdei Kehanim could take on that role. Rabbi Yosi, I'm in Mishpacha, is based Hapgor, we're based Tzvoyu, Me'amum, Hoyu Messiaim LeKuhuna. What he's saying is that Avada, the Klei Shir, were not the Ikin Negin, the Ikin Negin is Bepeh. And therefore it could be done by even those that are not part of the Levian themselves. However, since Lamaisa we are Miyaches, I say out there, that we're Miyaches min haduchan liyuchsim, so memela they have to be mishpachas miyuchasis. He mentions over here the three families that are mishpachas miyuchasis. Rabbi Chananya ben Antigna Soimer, Levim hayu. The Klei Shir was part and parcel of the Avodah B'Mikdash. It had to be done by the Levim. The din of the Shira is Levim. Now the Pashas, he understands, not like the basic Hanocha, that the Iker is Bepeh, not the Bekli Shir. The Lamaisa, the Gemara, and the Rav say that that's not the case. The Gemara explains that even Rav Chananya ben Antigonus holds that the Iker Shira is Bepeh, but Levim Hoyu, we are Miyachis, it was done by Levim, we're Miyachis from the Oimde Duchon to Maisa. Even though Me'ikah Adin, if we know the Yisrael, Me'maisa Davayit is kosher. There are Tanoim. The Gemara has a big Sugya and Dafi Aleph. The Gemara brings various Asmachtis, Psukim, mostly in Nevi'im, for the importance of Shira, B'shas Davayit in the Mikdash. And according to some Shittas that are brought in the Gemara, it's Ma'akiv. If the Korban is not accompanied by Shira, by Klei Shir, then it's Ma'akiv the Korban. The Gemara even brings a daya that the Iker Shira was B'Klei Shir. V'Nishvi, the Machlokes over here in the Mishnah by us, centers around this Nakuda of being Miyachis, Min HaDuchon to something higher, to Maisa or to Yuchsin.